First, let's take a look at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel leads second government visit to Mayabeque.
Cuban foreign minister holds talks in Paris with French Secretary of State.
Palestine blasts Washington over West Bank plans.
Poll reveals vast majority of Venezuelans against U.S. sanctions.
And now the news in detail.
A year after the first government visit to Mayabeque, President Miguel Díaz-Canel and his government team returned to the province on Thursday. The territory was visited in February 2019 by the Cuban president and the government team, which toured centers of economic and social interest. The main purpose of this visit is to continue connecting the national government with the local management and to hold dialogues with party and government authorities and the population. The government visit began at the Santa Cruz del Norte Breeding Center for dark brown pigs, a vital production sector for the territory and the country. The center is dedicated to the development of small livestock with local genetics. It will provide breeding base for three other facilities.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez and the Secretary of State of the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs, Jean-Baptiste Lemoine, met in Paris on Thursday. During the encounter, they discussed progress that has been made in strengthening relations between the two countries and their interest in deepening high-level political diplomatic dialogue and in making progress in the economic commercial relationships and investment. The Cuban Foreign Minister stressed that Cuba gives high priority to relations with France, a prominent commercial partner and one of the primary centers of tourists to the Caribbean nation. We share objectives such as the defense of multilateralism, the protection of the environment, and the confrontation with the impact of climate change, said the Cuban Foreign Minister, who is briefly in the French capital after participating in the 43rd session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Secretary of State Lemoine co-chairs the Franco-Cuban Economic and Trade Commission, a forum that met in Paris last December and signed three new cooperation agreements. In mid-January, the Secretary of State received the Cuban Deputy Prime Minister Ricardo Cabrizas. In Geneva, Rodriguez also spoke with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian.
Palestine has said that the U.S.-Israeli team assigned the task of mapping the areas in the West Bank that would be annexed by Israel under the U.S. President Donald Trump's peace plans has no legitimacy, is according to the official Palestinian news agency WAFA. Nabil Abu Rudeine, the spokesperson for Palestinian president, urged the international community to take action to halt the Israeli-U.S. moves, warning that it could lead to killing any opportunity for a just and comprehensive peace based on UN resolutions. A U.S. team is expected to arrive in Israel to work with Israeli counterparts to work on the mapping of the areas in the West Bank that are envisaged as part of Israel under Trump's Middle East peace plan, according to media reports.
More than 80% of Venezuelans disagree with the measures imposed on Venezuela by the U.S. government, an Interaclus poll indicates. The survey, taken between January 29th to February the 12th, researched the opinion of Venezuelans in relation to the economic blockade imposed against the Bolivarian Republic by Washington. To the question, who was the most affected by these measures, 84% responded, all Venezuelan nationals, while 15% responded the government and officials. The responses to other questions indicate that 83% of Venezuelans do not want a military intervention to force President Nicolas Maduro to leave the presidency, and 75% consider the dialogue as the best way to reach agreement between the Venezuelan government and the opposition. Only 16% of the respondents agree with the approach of the Trump administration to the relations between the two nations.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news with Elena Valverde and Susana Nieves.
On Wednesday, here in Havana, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel held a dialogue with artists and intellectuals with respect to the Cuban music business system and related issues, local media reported. Material deficiencies were discussed, and in addition, participants at the meeting raised the issue that companies work with some artists under state subsidies, but with other artists through market mechanisms. The president pointed out that there are many problems to be solved. The meeting was a follow-up of the agreements of the 9th Congress of the Association of Cuban Artists and Writers held in 2019.
Minister of Public Health José Ángel Portal highlighted on Wednesday Cuban achievements in the application of free cochlear implants on the occasion of the celebration of the World Day dedicated to this technique. The minister wrote on Twitter, "The Cuban cochlear implant program, which our country has been promoting since 2005, is one of the achievements of the national health system and a sign of Cuba's constant concern for its children, especially those with disabilities. February 25th is International Cochlear Implant Day, a technique that enables a profoundly deaf person to hear through electrical stimulation of the acoustic cells inside the inner ear. The first cochlear implant was performed on February 25th, 1957, by doctors André DiGiorno and Charles Ayrier, who made history by making a total deaf person hear. The date was celebrated for the first time in 2009. It is now celebrated in more than 60 countries.
The disapproval of Chilean President Sebastián Piñera stands at 83%, an increase of 5 percentage points from the previous survey, according to the consulting firm CADEM. Similarly, the Chilean president's approval rating fell by 1 point to 12% from the last survey published on February 14th. The figure has continued downward since Piñera's approval was at 29% in October 2019, when social unrest began. Massive demonstrations against the Chilean government and the right-wing president began as a result of a 30-cent increase in the subway fare. This measure was revoked by Piñera, but social unrest has increased as Chileans began to question 30 years of neoliberal policies, which have implied a systematic withdrawal of economic and social rights for millions of people.
At least 120 families were displaced from the countryside zones of the Ituango municipality earlier this week in the Colombian state of Antioquia. The displacement affects the residents of zones like Torrentes, San Juanillo, Las Arañas, El Cedral, and Santa Ana. Human rights organizations denounced this situation, identifying the presence of armed groups in the area as the main reason. The violent groups impose a control over traffic routes and illicit crops, and their presence also increases the threat against social leaders and defenders. Critics accuse Colombian President Iván Duque's administration of being irresponsible for not implementing the peace agreements to solve the illicit crop situation.
Costa Rica's indigenous leader, Henry Rivera, was shot dead on Monday night while the Mano de Tigre community inhabitants tried to defend themselves from hitmen in San Antonio de Terraba in the Punta Arenas province. The events happened in an area where the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights have issued protective measures in favor of the indigenous population, since they have been constantly threatened by white landlords who seek to appropriate their territory. Costa Rica's president, Carlos Alvarado, who said he deeply regretted what had happened, reported that the alleged murderer had already been arrested. His statements, however, did not convince social activists. Rivera's assassination occurred almost a year after the attack on another indigenous leader, Sergio Rojas, who was also killed by hitmen in Punta Arenas.
Italy's European neighbors have pledged to keep borders open despite the new coronavirus spreading to Tuscany and Sicily with a surge in the number of infected people. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has blamed poor management in a hospital in the country's north for the outbreak. with the death toll in Italy rising to 11 and infections to 322, the largest number of people infected in Europe. All of those who have died so far in Italy were either elderly or had pre-existing medical conditions. Even as number of infections continue to rise, health ministers from Italy's neighbors meeting in Rome along with the EU's health commissioners said that closing frontiers would be a disproportionate and ineffective measure. "We're talking about a virus that does not respect borders," said Italy's health minister Roberto Speranza. His German counterpart, Jan Spahn, who was also at the Rome meeting, said they were taking the situation very, very seriously. "The coronavirus has reached Europe for the first time in a situation where we do not understand every chain of infection and they can't be connected directly to China."
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel leads second government visit to Mayabeque.
Cuban foreign minister holds talks in Paris with French Secretary of State.
Palestine blasts Washington over West Bank plans.
Poll reveals vast majority of Venezuelans against U.S. sanctions.